case, please.
The next application is 12,288. Mark Deano seeks variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure on a through lot. Sections 115-42, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the northeast side of South Drive and the west side of 4th Street, approximately 200 feet south of Midway Drive in the True Val Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 505 South Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 87. Specifically, he's requesting a 7.6-foot variance from the front yard for the average front yard setback for the proposed home. No letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Deano, 1071 Creekside Drive, Wilmington, Delaware, 19804.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Explain to us your request and address the standards for us.
The rear of the property on 4th Street, the front at on South.
You have a through lot.
Yes.
So it's not, in the county's eyes, it's not considered a rear. It's also considered a front.
Okay. I was just saying the address is 505 South.
Yes, we have the address is 505 South Drive.
Okay.
Yep.
You just happen to be front on both 4th and South.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's still a front yard for us.
Okay. That threw me off a little bit.
Okay.
This is a narrow, irregular-shaped lot, not parallel with other properties. It's a small building lot, under 10,000 square feet. As you stated, it is a drive-through lot. I'm asking, I need more depth to accommodate for the garage to keep my vehicle out of the weather. I had two shoulder operations and scraping ice and things like that. It's basically impossible. The pre-existing, I bought the property as is. I think it will be in proportion to the neighborhood properties. And that I am asking for the variance of the average setback was 23.6, and I need 16, so it's going to be a difference of 7.5. I had Michael Cotton do the average setbacks on both sides, and I asked this is what he drew up, and that's why I'm asking.
Right, and according to the survey, it appears that the average on 4th Street is 23.6 feet. So that's why you're here before us. See, you have a carport, and is that being used already?
No, there's nothing on this property. This is all going to be built.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be a brand-new 2020 Skyline manufactured home.
Okay.
There was an existing, from what I understand from the neighbors, there was an existing single wide, mm-hmm. and I don't know what happened to it, but this lot is empty right now.
Okay, so you're showing a carport, and you can't use that for garage space, is that correct?
Well, with the weather, I wanted to keep it away from the snow and things in case the carport is kind of going to double as a porch.
Do you have public or private well and septic?
Yes, public water and public sewer.
Okay, so there's nothing that's...
Since of the trailer that was already there, they were already hooked up.
Okay.
Don't need much room.
All right.
You can't move the garage, or you don't want the garage attached to the house?
Well, I wanted to leave some type of yard in between, like privacy.
And how much does that leave you between...
12 foot. I originally had, I looked at, before I did, had Michael involved, I had a 56 foot house and then a 25 foot a garage. And then after he did the average setbacks, then I reduced it to a 50 foot, 26 by 50, and then I shortened the garage to 22 feet. And then, 12 feet between them, it's kind of tight.
Still tight, yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Because the average garage is typically about 24 deep. Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
Your access is from South Drive or 4th Street?
It'll probably be both. The driveway, the carport's going to be on the South Drive, and a garage is going to be on the 4th.
That's Del Dot approved?
Yeah, I don't think Del Dot's going to give you two accesses to your lot.
Well, no, because of the garage.
Because, have you applied for a entrance with Del Dot?
No, I have not.
Okay, they may limit you to one.
Okay.
I don't know that the county has any
jurisdiction.
We have no jurisdiction. You'd be working with Del Dot for an entrance permit.
Okay. I was talking to Jamie Whitehouse, and we kind of preliminary went over it, and I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Just want to give you a heads up so that you don't find yourself in a jam.
Okay. But he was explaining, because it is the uniqueness of a drive-through lot, and, you know, the different stipulations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll give you an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I got one. The carport, is that going to be used as a carport or used as a porch?
A carport, but it'll double as a, you know, I'll sit out there in the morning.
Okay.
I'm going to put my car under there, but.
Okay. So you're going to have a garage and a carport too?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Looking at the aerial there, is there a gap between the edge of paving of 4th Street and your property line there?
Yeah, it's 14 foot.
Between the property line?
The property line on both sides. The property line on 4th and South, there's 14 foot from the property line to the street.
So your property looks longer than it actually is?
Well, according to this, it's 143 feet, the property. And then on top of that, there's another 14 that side and then 14 on that side.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Or has questions and not sure if they're in favor or in opposition? Okay, sir, if you'd like to have a seat on the front there.
You state your name and address for the record.
Cindy J. Sikowski, 516 South Drive, Truvale Acres, Rehoboth.
Okay. And ma'am, wait up here for a minute, sir.
Stanley J. Sikowski, Jr., 516 South Drive, Truvale.
Okay. And if you're going to present a testimony, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
And what is your question?
Again, we're going to be neighbors, but also where concerns are, obviously, the driveway placement, because there's two driveways adjacent to that, how that's going to be set, but apparently he hasn't set up with Del Dot, so he doesn't know.
That's what he has testified, yes.
And then my other question is, he's doing a garage and a carport both? I was confused on.
Would you like to see what he's presenting to
us?
Yes.
Okay. Go. So he's got a carport beside the house, and he wants a garage behind it.
Okay.
Now, if you go back to the podium, we can talk.
Okay.
Are you in opposition or in favor?
I'm in favor. That's fine.
In favor?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. McGee has.
Where's your property located? Could you show us on the map or on the
47.
It's hard for us to see. There's other numbers.
Straight across the street.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No, I'm ready.
Okay. We're looking in that.
We were looking in the group.
Yeah.
Where?
No, that's why I say we were concerned where the driveway was coming and how.
Yeah. Well,
how he was accessing his garage and carport and
he's hoping to access his carport from your side of the from South Drive, and then his garage is from 4th, but that'll be left up to Del Dot.
Is the carport attached to the house?
It appears so. We can ask him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Piano? Carport is attached?
Yes.
Okay.
I got another question to ask you. If you don't get your driveway on that side where your garage is at, what are you going to do?
I'm sorry, on what side?
Where your garage is at, if you don't get a driveway through that one, and then put you on the other side, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
He's asking you, what are you going to do if you do not get two entrances from DelDOT? If they only give you an entrance from one road, what are you going to do then?
It'll be on the South Drive.
So how are you going to then
access
your garage?
Through South Drive, go through the carport into the garage that way.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You're going to go right straight through?
Yes.
If you don't get it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You just back out.
That'll be a little bit odd.
Yeah, I didn't know how else to combine everything.
To turn into a garage and with only 12 feet, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it is.
It'll be a rough.
Hopefully it'll work out.
It's going to be my primary resident. I'll need to rent it out or be here or something. I guess that's about all I could. I'm going to dress the garage up so on that side, on the 4th Street side, I was going to have an entrance door and two windows. So the people on the opposite side, they're not looking at the back of a garage. So it basically look like another home with the door and the windows. I'm trying to dress it up a little. So it's not like when you put something behind your shed, you know, see all the whatever.
Junk.
Yeah,
I got
so that's what I was.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,288. With any increment than necessary standards requirement for the granting of the variance.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
And Mr. Calloway.
Aye for my reason stated.
And I, too, for the reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.